What's going on, y'all? What's going on? It's your boy D Maze, Mind Games Uncut Radio. This is a special edition. This is addressing the community. I haven't did it in a while. It is 7:57 p.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. It's Thursday, so I'm doing this live. This is not a pre-recorded show. So we here. Been crazy, had a crazy schedule, y'all. My schedule been kind of crazy, so I'm all over the place. I'm like, you know what, with everything going on in the world, let's talk about some things. We got your boy. I just want to talk about this, y'all. We talk about T.I. and his son, right? That was crazy as hell. Now you got your boy, what's his name? Dwayne Wade. I said I'd never talk about him again. You know, when I was talking about him, I was talking about his son. What's the son name? It ain't no she, it's a he. Zyra, I don't know what the hell the child name, but yeah, it's a boy. Anyway, now it's a video of actual picture surfacing. Your boy, he's now got his little daughter. His daughter is putting lipstick on him, and I'm like, what? Listen, I got two daughters, y'all. I get it. I got two daughters, and yeah, my oldest daughter, but she's still talking about it. She grown now. She said, "Dad, you remember you try to put my hand in a ponytail?" I said, "Yeah, my daughter had a one side was up, the other one down." That's about as far as I'm gonna do when it comes to a girl. But you're not gonna put no lipstick on me. Nah, we're not doing that, man. And I just noticed, like, in the black community, not all, but it just, there's some people, some women, like, ain't nothing wrong with that. I posted on my Facebook. I said, yeah, see, that's why we in this situation now, because we as a community have accepted too many things that we normally wouldn't do in our community. We have embraced other cultures. That's a fact. Nobody don't want to talk about that, but it's a fact. We have embraced other cultures, and we doing things we normally wouldn't do. You know, we out here on some freaky stuff that we normally wouldn't do. I'm not saying black people don't get freaky, because they do. I'm just saying we have pretty much morals and stuff like that. We got morals and standards. That's pretty much out. We don't really. It's only a few of us still got class. Now, I'm not saying we don't have class. It's still a lot of our people who are classy. But you're not gonna never ever see that image all the time. It's Brad. You might. I'm just thinking, just watching TV, how many positive images I see of my people. That's why I always stress posting those positive images on my Facebook, on my YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it on my TikTok, but I do most of my Facebook. I do it on my YouTube, and I do it on fan base. But people on YouTube in my community section, they be like, man, keep it up. I love you doing this. I got another one I gotta post when I get off here. I got a real good picture that's showing this brother. He's like sitting down, and he got like, I don't know if it's his father talking to him, and behind him it's like Malcolm, it's like other master teachers, like, you know, experience behind the young boy, like, you are the future, you know. And that's true. The future belongs to us. I say that a lot. The future belongs to us, y'all. If we don't understand that, I don't know what to tell y'all. I met these young brothers and sisters like a week ago. Where I was at, and I noticed a lot of them are getting into engineering. I love it. That's showing me it's hope. And I hate using that word hope in our community, but it is, man. It's actually hope there. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you got kids. Some of these kids know they know what they want to be. I'm gonna tell you another thing too. A lot of these kids ain't taking those. They're not taking chump change either. They got a little. I talked to one bro. I said, look. He was showing me, like, yeah, this is the car I want to have once I get myself established. I said, yeah, you said the key word, established. Once you get yourself established, once you made the proper investments in your life, I tell, like, listen, y'all, I always tell young brothers and sisters this. I tell my kids this. They'll tell you. They're like, look, I told my daughter, I told all my kids about my daughter now who's 15. I said, look, listen, baby. You want to have money over here to the left, right here in the middle, over to the right, and behind you. A, B, C, D. You want to have money. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, and that's what we do a lot as a people, and even with just Americans, period. But I'm talking about the black community. You're going to have to be real smart, because a lot of these jobs are going to be obsolete. You know, we ain't talking about the technology piece in a while, but I'm going to get on that now. A lot of jobs going to be outsourced. They were saying, like, how many jobs going to be outsourced? I know it's about the 2030 deal, but it's going to be sooner than that, because these robots, these AI, artificial intelligence, are taking over. People are like, oh, they ain't never going to let them do that. They're never going to let them, it won't be no job. You think they care? Think about it. You a businessman. I told one of my kids this. We was talking about it, and she was like, yeah, Dad, that's wrong. You know, people got to, they got to live, and da, da, da. I get that. I said, listen, I get it completely. I agree with you 150%. But you're not thinking like an average person. You're thinking like a businessman. So if I can save more money, listen, I'm paying you $25 an hour. I can ship this over to Taiwan, and I'm paying this. They doing the same thing you're doing, and I'm paying you $25, and I'm paying them $0.25. Why not? As a business move. That's a great business move. That's who won't jump on that. But see, now you gotta say, okay, do I have standards? I'm looking out for my people. You know what I'm saying? I know my people need to work. So that's when that gets in the way. But the average person gonna ship it overseas, because that's the nature of the beast. That's capitalism. You know what I'm saying? Why I'm gonna bleed my pockets? Yeah, my employees are making money, but I can make more money, save more money. And it's more money for my children. That's why I tell people, if you're going to get into, you're going to work for somebody. Are you working to buy yourself time so you finish school, try to build a career? Or you just go in and say, okay, I got a job. That's not the move. Like they say, you want to, your job, the so-called job, that's your part-time. What you do outside your job, that's your real job. Treat it as such, and you will be successful, man. That's the thing. It's simple as that, y'all. It's simple as that. Yeah, man, like I said, I won't be too long, because, I get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, man, I'm going to do a TikTok live. I'm not sure, but, yeah, this might be good right here. Yeah, man. Listen, black people, I'm dressing the community. It's been a while, but this is serious. Get your stuff together. Stop playing these games, these relationship problems we having. Y'all up in y'all, my age, 48, 49, 50, 51. I'm going to be honest with you. If you in your mid, late 50s, and you looking for somebody 9 times 10, that window is closing because you're trying to be picky. Same for the guys. You trying to go out here and bang every chick you can. And then next thing you know, you let a lot of good sisters go by. Same for the sisters. I heard a sister on this, but she was on a podcast. She was like, yeah, I met this guy. He opened the door for me and pulled a chair for me at the restaurant. And she said, the sad part about it, them the guys we say we want, but I don't want that right now. I want me a hard leg. I want me a thug. Somebody who, Yeah, this dressed the community. So I don't curse. But yeah, man, we had a crisis, y'all. We had a crisis, and it's pretty much every man for himself. Everybody know this. It's a rat race, like Dr. Claude has told us. It's a rat race. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, y'all. Like I said, I'm trying to hit that 10. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's a rat race, man. These people know. They know exactly what they're doing, and they know exactly what we want, just like, demanding other groups really demand stuff. We don't, only thing we demand is sit there and protest and stand with people that you think they're your ally, but they're not, because people are always watching us, y'all. People study us every day. Even when we're on social media acting a fool, they're studying us every day. What makes their mind, you know, like click? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stuff like that. But anyway, I'm out of here, man. Listen, address of the community. This is probably the last address of the community of 2023. And I think it is. Yeah, man. Listen, y'all. Just relax. Meditate. See what you want. You know what I'm saying? And once you figure that out, you'll be on the right path. But that being said, y'all, I'm out of here. Peace.